Now, tomorrow is the day that Americans divide into two classes, those who will watch tomorrow's Super Bowl and those who will proudly avoid it. Sports writer King Kaufman argues that you should not miss it.
The Super Bowl, overblown American excess at its worst. Football, a celebration of brutality and Neanderthal thinking. What I'm trying to say here is, what's not to like? Those of us with literary pretensions like to think of baseball as the great American game, but we're dreaming. Football took over when Barry Bonds was just a skinny kid. You can dismiss it as a lunk-headed grunting contest, but you'd be wrong. Brute strength is important, of course. The New England Patriots and Carolina Panthers have made it to the Super Bowl by playing gritty, smash-mouth football. One Pats linebacker said mugging would be a good word for their defensive strategy in the last game. But the Patriots are also a team whose coach and architect, Bill Belichick, is proof that brains win football games, too. Using the principles he learned as an econ major at Wesleyan, he's built a consistent winner without high-priced superstars. Baseball GM Billy Bean is the darling of the thinking sports fan set for doing the same thing. Belichick's also a master game planner. 2 weeks ago, his defensive scheme made Peyton Manning, the best quarterback in the league, look like a rookie. New England's opponents are almost always outcoached. This Super Bowl also offers that most American of stories, rags to riches. 2 short years ago, the Panthers were 1-15, a joke, and now here they are, playing for the title. They're led by an aw-shucks Cajun quarterback named Jake Delhomme, who wasn't even drafted out of college, and started the season as a backup to an aging journeyman. The best thing about the Super Bowl is that it's one of the real American communal experiences. A ridiculous number of us watch it. The list of the highest-rated TV shows of all time is peppered with Super Bowls. Some of us watch the game, and in 50 years we might still talk about whoever had that big day and became the new Joe Montana, the new Namath, Rice, or Elway. Some of us want to see the commercials or the Janet Jackson halftime show. And some just want to check out Uncle Tony's new 50-inch high-def. But we're all there, wolfing down Aunt Sally's bean dip in the rec room or ordering up a bucket of tall boys in a bar. We're all doing something we hardly ever do, creating a common American memory. You'd be a fool to miss it.
That's King Kaufman, who covers sports for Salon.com.